You too, brother. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to be here this morning, and I appreciate the Lord allowing us to be back here at the church with you folk. And I thank the Lord for Him allowing us to cross paths with people. What a blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And I appreciate the people of God. And what a blessing it is that we get to cross paths on this side, and we're going to spend eternity together. And I thank the Lord for my family. And y'all, I don't know you well, but if you've been born again, you're my family. And I appreciate the Lord this morning. Enjoyed Sunday school. Enjoyed getting to hear Brother Edward teach the Bible. That was a blessing this morning. If you will, take your Bibles and turn with us to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 5 this morning. And we'll give you what the Lord's laid on our heart for this morning. And hoping it'll be a blessing and encouragement to the people of God this morning. Genesis chapter number 5. And we invite you to stand if you're able for the reading of the Word of God. And we'll begin reading in verse number 21 of Genesis chapter number 5. The Bible says, "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." And we'll end our reading there and ask the Lord to help us this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. And Lord, we realize our inability. We realize our frailty this morning. And Lord, we know that without you, we can do nothing. Lord, I pray that you would help us this morning as we preach the Word of God. And Lord, as the Word of God goes forth, Lord, I pray that it'll be a blessing and a help to your people. And Lord, I'll be sure to give you all the honor and all the glory. For it's in your name we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Now here where we read this morning for our text, we read about a man by the name of Enoch. And it's amazing throughout the Bible as you read the Word of God, if you was to take every place where Enoch is mentioned and what it had to talk about him in the book of Jude and then in the book of Hebrews it's mentioned, and then there's some places where his name's mentioned. If you was to take it all, it wouldn't really fit on one page of your Bible. There's not a whole lot said about this man, but what is said about him is very interesting to you and I as people of God. And I'm glad that the Lord uses men to be a individual so that you and I can learn from them through the Word of God as we live our life. And when I think about Enoch, the Bible speaks of him in the book of Hebrews, and it says this, that he had this testimony, that he pleased God. And I think of that and often ponder on that myself, and I ask myself this question, Caleb, who are you pleasing? And we're living in a day when men are more worried about pleasing other men rather than pleasing God. And God help us, and I'm not trying to be arrogant by no means, but it's not my goal to please you. And it shouldn't be your goal to please me. But as children of God, our desire this morning should be to please Him as children of God. And then something else we find about Enoch here in Genesis 5. The Bible says about Enoch here, it says that he walked with God. And it's amazing in the day in which we live that there's not many people like there should be walking with God. Now, I'm glad that as a child of God, we all have the same opportunity. I'm glad that it's not for a designated few, but it's whosoever will. We all have the same opportunity. But it's amazing here with Enoch and him walking with God. We find here in verse number 21, the Bible says, "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah." Then in verse number 22, "And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah." So we find for 65 years that Enoch didn't walk with God. And it was not until a birth took place in Enoch's life that he began walking with God. And this morning I want to say what a blessing it is to be a child of God. But you and I, as children of God, we didn't start walking with Him till after a birth took place in our life. I'm talking about the second birth. I'm talking about that spiritual birth. We find here that Enoch didn't start walking till after the birth of Methuselah. Now, this is really simple, and I hope we all can get it. But I did not start walking physically till after I was born. And the same way spiritually, I didn't start walking till after I had been birthed into the family of God. Not only do we see a birth took place, but the Bible says in verse 22, "And Enoch walked with God." Not that God walked with Enoch, but Enoch walked with God. See, to walk with God means that you've got to go the same direction that He's walking. And God help us this morning. I want to walk the same way He's going. And we find here about Enoch and him walking with God. And what a blessing this morning that you and I have the same opportunity to walk with Him. And so, I want to preach for just a few moments on what it is to walk with Him. Now, I got to thinking about walking with God. And we find here the Bible says, "And Enoch walked with God." First of all, it's an enjoyable walk. I have never walked with anybody like him. Never have I ever walked with anybody like him. I've walked with my dad. I've walked with my mom. I've walked with my grandparents. I've walked with my wife. I've walked with my children. But I have never walked with anybody like him. And what a joy it is that he would walk with somebody like me. Do you know this morning, and I've said this often, I may have said this the last time I was here, I don't know. But if you really, 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 really knew Caleb Lindsay, every one of you would get up and walk out them doors. And if I really, really, really knew you, I'd get up and walk out too. And yet the God of heaven really, really knows every one of us. And He still wants to walk with us. What a joy it is this morning that God would want to walk with somebody like me and somebody like you. That's a joy unspeakable and full of glory that the God of heaven would walk with you and I this morning. Not only do we see it's an enjoyable walk, but we find the Bible says, "And Enoch walked with God." Not only do we find it's an enjoyable walk, but we find that it's an educating walk. Now you say, "Brother Caleb, what do you mean?" Well, You can't walk with God and Him not teach you something. We're talking about the God that spoke the worlds into existence, and He gives you and I the opportunity to walk with Him. And what a blessing that is. But in us walking with Him, He's going to teach you and I some things that nobody else can teach you and I. I got to thinking about this, and you know, school is a good thing, and I ain't got nothing against going to school. Those that go to school to learn the Bible and come into the house of God and hearing the man of God preach and teach, and what a blessing that is. But I will say this, there are some things that man cannot teach you. The only way that you can learn some things is by you walking with Him. I got to thinking about what it is to trust Satan. And did you know man can live a life in front of you and I as to how they trust God? Man can even stand and testify of how they trust God. But for you and I to learn how to trust Him, it comes by you and I walking with Him. Man cannot teach you how to trust God. There's no class on it. It comes by you and I walking with Him in that daily walk in our life. I got to thinking, I read this some time ago about a story of a man. And he walked what was called a tightrope. He was real good at it. And he tied one end off on Niagara Falls. And he pulled it across. And he tied the other end off on the other side. And he began walking back and forth on that tightrope above Niagara Falls. And an elderly gentleman came up on one side while he was walking back and forth across, looking in awe and amazement at how that man was walking on that tightrope. The man directly came over where the man was standing. The man looking up said, "Sir, I ain't never seen anybody be able to walk a tightrope like that." The man on the tightrope looked down at the man on the ground and said, "Sir, you think I could get a wheelbarrow, put it up on this tightrope, walk across Niagara Falls?" The man on the ground looking up said, "Sir, I ain't never seen anybody be able to walk a tightrope like that." "Why, sure, you probably could get a wheelbarrow, push it across." Here directly, the man got a wheelbarrow, set it up on that tightrope, and began walking that wheelbarrow across Niagara Falls on that tightrope. Eventually, he came back over where the man was standing, looking up in awe and amazement at how that fella did that. The man on the tightrope looked out. The man on the ground said, "Sir, do you think I can get somebody, put him in the wheelbarrow, and walk across Niagara Falls?" The man on the ground looking up said, "Sir, never seen anybody be able to walk a tightrope like that. Never seen anybody be able to push a wheelbarrow. Why, sure, I believe you probably could get somebody, put him in the wheelbarrow, and walk across Niagara Falls." As soon as he got done talking, the man on the tightrope looked down at the man on the ground and said, "Get in the wheelbarrow!" And immediately, the man began backpedaling, which I would have too. I'd have backpedaled myself. But what I'm saying is, we come to the house of God, and we stand and we say, "I trust God. I trust Him. I trust Him. I trust Him." And we testify how we trust God. And then God will say, "Get in the wheelbarrow!" And we start backpedaling. But see, it's by us getting in the wheelbarrow that we learn what it is to trust Him. See, when you get in the wheelbarrow, the one pushing the wheelbarrow is the one in control of the wheelbarrow. Vividly, I know of about 5 times in my life so far, and I'm still a young fella. We ain't got through this thing yet. But I know of about 5 times right now, vividly, where God's asked me to get in a wheelbarrow. And I want to say this, if God asks you to get in the wheelbarrow, He'll take care of you while you're in the wheelbarrow. But I want to say, in us walking with Him, it's an educational walk because He's wanting to teach you and I in our walking with Him. And the only way that you and I can learn those things is by us walking with Him. Not only do we see it's an enjoyable walk, not only do we see it's an educational walk, but then we find in verse number 24, the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not. Not only is it an enjoyable walk, an educating walk, but this walking with God will become an evaporating walk. We find here that Enoch, the Bible says, and he was not. Let me ask you a question, and I ask myself this quite often. In our walking with God, who does man see? Do they see you or the one you're walking with? Now, in our walking with God, you and I, we should disappear, we should evaporate, we should decrease in our walking with Him. I don't know if we've lost this, Brother Edward, or losing it, or probably it's just done gone out the window with my age group. And I'm talking about a general, everybody in the same boat. But the ministry of decreasing, we have lost it. This is what John the Baptist said, John chapter number 3, verse number 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. God help you and I in our walking with Him to get out of the way so that He be seen. And not you and I in our walking with Him. Now you say, Brother Caleb, how in the world is He seen? God's a spirit. Yes, the Bible says He is a spirit. So how is it that He's seen? Well, it's the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. It's all of that fruit being manifested out from you and I in our walking with Him. And whenever you and I are learning to get out of the way and learning to decrease in our walk, they see Christ in us, the hope of glory. Did you know that I couldn't build a home back together? A home that's been blown apart by sin or whatever took place, I can't put it back together. Wouldn't know where to start. I can't take somebody that has never been born again and save them. Don't know where to do it. Wouldn't know how to do it. I can't take somebody on drugs and alcohol and clean them up and have them living without drugs and alcohol no more. I wouldn't know how to do it. But the one I'm walking with can. And so why is it that you and I, in our walking with God, how come is it that we're the ones being seen and not Him being seen in our walk? We've got the mentality of 3 John, the fellow by the name of Diotrephes, who loveth the preeminence. When in fact, you and I should be willing to get out of the way so that He be seen. How is it this morning in our walking with Him? Then not only do we see an enjoyable walk, an educating walk, an evaporating walk, but in us walking with Him, when we learn to decrease, when we learn to get out of the way, when we learn to disappear so that He be seen in our walking with Him, in time, and when God's time is right, our walk will become an elevating walk. Because we find here the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. God help us to disappear, but in God's time, He'll elevate you and I in our walking with Him. And the reason we've got to disappear in our walk is so He can elevate us. But when He elevates you and I in our walking with Him, He knows that you and I are going to give Him all the glory for everything that's done. God ain't going to share His glory with nobody. And I'm glad for those times where God has allowed me to be a vessel used in the hand of God. But I want to be sure and give Him all the glory for everything that's done, because you and I, we can't do this on our own. But thank God, He'll use you and I in our walking with Him, and He'll elevate you and I to a place where He can use us for His honor and His glory. The Bible says an Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I got to thinking, you know, it's not a bad thing to think about home. You know, that's where we're going. And as a child of God, I'm glad I'm going to heaven. And it's not something bad to think about every once in a while. And, you know, they've got telescopes today and them things that are real powerful. And they can see way out there. Further than my eyeballs have ever seen. And yet, as far as they can see, they still yet see heaven. I ain't never seen it. And yet, even though they can see way out there, and they yet see heaven, to the child of God, heaven is a lot closer than you think. Here we find the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. For Enoch, heaven was in walking distance. And I'm glad for the child of God, heaven is within walking distance of you and I. Not only do we see heaven was within walking distance with Enoch, but it's amazing when you think about Jacob. Jacob went to sleep, and the Bible talks about how a ladder came out of heaven and touched earth, and angels ascended and descended. About the longest ladder you'll ever see, about 40 foot. To the child of God, heaven's a lot closer than we realize. You know, over there on the banks of the Jordan River, when John the Baptist looked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, take away the sin of the world." And Jesus told John, said, "John, I need you to baptize me." And the Bible says that John and Jesus went down into the water, and John the Baptist took the Lord Jesus and baptized him, brought him up out of the water. And the Bible says that there was a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." We find heaven was within earshot to the child of God. What a blessing this morning for you and I. As children of God, that one day we're just going to walk right over into the glory world. And in the text where we're reading today, here in Genesis chapter number 5, I've looked at it and tried to find it, but there's only thing, one thing that I have found that changes in the text. And that's the world's changed. What was faith here? What he couldn't see here. He was walking with God, but he couldn't see. And he stepped one step right here, and what was faith became sight. And there's people of God that I've known down through the years, and you've known people probably walking through your mind right now, that on this side, they would walk with God, and we knew they walked with God because of the life they lived and how they had a life that impacted our life, but they never saw God. And when they stepped over into the glory world, what was faith here is now sight here. And so not only do we see that this walk becomes an elevating walk, but this walking with God is an everlasting walk. This is in Genesis chapter number 5 and verse number 21. Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And it wasn't until after the birth of Methuselah that Enoch began walking with God. And we find here that Enoch began his walk with the Lord. And you know what he's doing right now? He's still walking with him. Those many, many years ago that he began walking with God, he's still doing it today. I got a grandma and a grandpa that's done crossed over. My grandfather preached all over this country. And the God that he preached about and he walked with all those years, since he's crossed over, he's still walking with him. How's your walk this morning? How's it with you this morning? Maybe in a crowd this size, we'd be foolish to think everybody here is saved. I want to say this morning, you can act the part all you want. But until a birth takes place in your life, you ain't going to walk with Him. But I'm glad for the day that a birth took place in my life. And I began walking with God. And what a blessing it is this morning that He'd allow you and I, like Enoch, to walk with Him. And you're walking with God. Who's being seen? When man looks at you and I, what do they see? What are they looking at this morning? Do they see me or do they see the one I'm walking with? There's men and women that they walk through my mind quite often. And I look at their walk and their life and how they live for God. And I say, Lord, help me to walk like they did. But we're living in a day when my generation, if we're not careful, we'll think we can do it through the arm of the flesh. But we can't do it through the arm of the flesh. It takes that personal walk with God. How is it with you this morning? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this morning. Lord, I thank You for these few moments, Lord, that You allowed us to preach the Word of God. And Lord, I pray that You'd help us this morning in our walking with You. Lord, we realize, Lord, without You, we can do nothing. And Lord, so often, if we're not careful, we think that we can impress people by how we walk. But Lord, the only reason we're able to walk is because You birthed us into Your family. And Lord, I thank You for that liberty and that opportunity to get to walk with You every day. Lord, I pray that You would help us this morning. Lord, if someone here this morning don't know what it is to be born again, they've never been birthed into the family of God, Lord, I pray that You'd speak to them as only You can. Be now with this invitation. We'll give You all the honor and all the glory. For it's in Your name we pray. Amen. Amen.